I want to highlight that while mediation is a necessary step to be able to move to family courts for cases, in particular regarding maintenance visits and custody regimes, this is expressly prohibited in cases where there are complaints of intra-family violence since the law 20/066 entered into force. But this has been bolstered with the adoption of the Comprehensive Law Against Violence, and what's been established is that children are defined as victims and not only as witnesses of the violence. They're seeking, on the one hand, to have greater effectiveness of temporary protective measures on the understanding that 9% of femicides that occur every year in our country happen in the context of a visit regime, as a higher number of attempted femicides and serious injury which happens in that space, in the visit space. So also, but taking into account the best interests of the child, we believe that it is a relevant step to take, bearing in mind, considering that they themselves are also victims. The WHO has also been on board with this. You know, they've said that the children have, particularly those who are victims of this type of violence themselves, I've seen seriously intimate violations. And to avoid a backslide in this area, our government has rolled out, together with civil society, have played a vital role, a campaign to reject a draft law that sought to establish a parental alienation syndrome as a law in our country. Fortunately, our Congress threw that out. Lastly, on the pending debt, we recognise that is the friendly settlement procedure with Sonia Arce before the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. The draft law that amended the marital property regime was submitted 13 years ago. It was finally adopted in the Commission of Women and Gender Equity and is currently being studied within the Constitution Commission of the Senate to seek approval. Because it's a norm that has a legal foundation, it's very important. It has its roots in the civil code. And we have sought support from the different schools of law within our country and the most prominent academics and family lawyers, and we've sought new initiatives to be able to raise visibility as to the gap and the divide here when it comes to the existence of the marital property regime. We've sought to, for example, regulate a property for women. They've not had access to legal information and assistance, so it's important to remedy that as well.